Hey, what's going on, bro? Jackson, it's your boy Jerry, the TR Expert Washington, and I'm here in the basement of General Fitness Company Studio recording episode number 84 of the TR Expert Talks. Now, today I want to talk to you about beginning your goal setting. You know, today is the beginning of the football season, and I want to talk to you today. If you've been having any kind of struggles with starting something, you feel like you've been having some obstacles in your way, or you feel like, you know, it's just not working out for you, or you just your perspective is saying it's just impossible, I have something for you today, and this episode is especially for you that's having an issue with starting anything in your life. I have the solution for you today, and I want you to think about this after you listen to this podcast, maybe listen to it again, because I think it's something that is very important for a lot of people, because I hear so many people all the time talk about, I wish I had this and I would do this, or I wish I had more money and I would start, I wish I had more friends than higher places than I could get into here. I've heard this so many times, but I think at the end of the day, for most people, it's just a matter of just getting started. And once you get started, you can get yourself there. But anyways, let's go and get this show on the road. But before we get the show on the road, you know, it would mean the world to me. I would really appreciate it if you would share this podcast with a friend, a family member, or even a stranger on the street, anybody that you believe would find value in what we're talking about here. Because, you know, I'm all about, you know, helping people out. I really do this podcast, not just for, you know, me, not just to have 84 episodes of me talking, but I really do it because I believe that somebody out there that's listening to this right now can listen to these words and maybe have just a little bit of a different perspective on how their life is going right now. You know, so we start off here in the gym. For the most part, we talk about, you know, ways you can start in the gym, and then we take it out into the real world so you can actually conquer all those obstacles that are in your way and you can just crush it. So, you know, what it's all about here at General Fitness Company is helping you create that framework so you can not only make good decisions in the gym, but also make good decisions when you're outside the gym and in the real world. So it would be awesome if you could share this podcast, because the more ears that hear this podcast, the more mouths that can talk about the podcast, and the more mouths that talk about this podcast, the more of a possibility we get into the right ears or the right hands or the right person, and they're doing the right thing for themselves. So do your part to help save the world and share this podcast. But if you don't share the podcast, you know, when we're done with this episode here, you can just go on iTunes. You can leave a rating or review. That would be amazing as well. So anyways, let's go and get this show on the road. Episode number 84 of the TR Expert Talks. Let's get this party started. Lego! All right, let's go. So as I said, I don't have a ton of time today, but I wanted to just talk to you real quick about you starting up your exercise routine or anything in general. We're just going to go straight goal-oriented today. So when you're going for your goals, the first thing that I want you to consider is that you have to control what you can control. Most people, when they feel like they want to be happy or they want to get to the next level, they always get to focus on something they absolutely can't control, or they have something that's not really measurable. People say, I want to be happier. Well, how can you be happier? What about your life makes you happier? Just saying, I want to be happier is not something that's going to make your life better. Because you can do a bunch of stuff, but you're going to be like, I'm not happier because I don't know what I'm doing to make myself happier. Same thing with you know, feeling like you want to have financial freedom. You know, like if you feel like you want to have financial freedom, a lot of people tie that up to something that's like outside of their control. You know, it's a lot of people tie it up to somebody else's decisions, or like, you know, maybe they financial freedom to them is like their parents aren't supporting them anymore financially. And that sounds like all well and good, but at the end of the day, like, you don't control your parents, and your parents can always give you money. You could obviously always refuse it, but if you tie your happiness to your parents giving you money, then you're never going to be happy because it's something that you can't control. So, you know what? Actually, we'll just end it right there, and I just want you to consider that today, is that when you wrap your happiness or wrap what your goals around what you can control, then you've made that next step to getting to something that's going to actually help you visualize what the next step is. Because you can't visualize happy, you can't visualize like financial freedom, you can't visualize better relationships, you can't visualize that stuff, but you can visualize yourself saying thank you to people more times. You can visualize yourself saying I'm going to save my money instead of buying X, I'm going to save my money. So if Y is going to make me happier, I'm going to save my money so I can buy Y. Or I'm going to not buy X or Y, and I'm going to invest my money so later on down the road, maybe 10, 20 months from now, you're going to buy Z. That's what you have to consider, is that you have to have these concrete steps or these concrete goals that you want to strive towards, and that is the key to getting started. So a lot of times, as I said, people get sidetracked and they think about these obstructions and they think about these obstacles that are stopping them, and they say that's the reason why I'm not able to start. But the reason why I say you have to control what you can control is that once those obstacles come and start messing up your plans, you'll still be focused on the tangible aspect of your goal. You'll still be focused on, I'm going to do these 10 push-ups every day so I can get my fitness. You know, there could be days where, you know, it's raining outside, or days you're not feeling well, and you can't control that, but you can control you doing 10 push-ups. And those 10 push-ups every day are going to eventually become your goal of being more fit. So that's what I got for you today. Real quick, real simple. Set some goals, make them tangible. Don't let them be reliant on someone else or something else. All right, so no conclusion today. I'm heading on out of the door. Hope you have a good day or night or morning or whenever you're listening to this. And as always, keep good company.